Hey everyone, it's me, Miss Self Love. I am back. And today I want to talk about a couple of things. But basically, decluttering your mind after a breakup. Why do you feel like this, right? It's because it starts with your mind. Your mind is cluttered, so your body is reacting in a panic. Your body is stressed. Basically, after a breakup, we are decluttering your mind and putting different things into boxes. Like when you declutter a closet or a room, you throw some things away, you put things separately, and you organize it. Your mind is scrambled eggs. It is unorganized and unmanaged. And this is why you are going through these feelings, because you have to figure out how to declutter your mind and separate thoughts and put other thoughts into boxes and just throw some other ones away that are no longer serving you. I had to learn this. I had to learn how to literally organize my brain into sections. Seriously. And a lot of this has to do with writing down and talking to someone else. And a lot of it has to do with really figuring out what is serving you with certain thoughts and what isn't, and putting things into boxes and understanding that this thought doesn't have anything to do with this thought, and that you're putting it all together in one emotional thing, and it's not all the same thing. Everything is different. Your ex's childhood has nothing to do with what's going on now as far as how they're treating you. It may have something to do with it. Everybody's childhood has something to do with what they're doing. But now you have to separate it and say, even though my ex had a bad childhood, they're a grown-ass adult now, and they shouldn't be treating me like this. Separate the two. Stop putting the fact that your ex's childhood is why they're treating you like this and putting it all into one, when you have to put it into different boxes. You're putting all of your emotions into one bread dough, and it's not that. Everything is separate. You have to separate your thoughts and organize your thoughts and organize your feelings. I had to learn this, and this is what I talk about with my clients. This is what we're doing with the assignments. The assignments are organizing your thoughts, because you're writing it out. You're saying it out loud. Yeah, you may feel embarrassed for saying it out loud that you want to be with somebody that is basically an a-hole, an asshole. But you have to get these thoughts said out loud. Then you have to get some feedback from somebody from Miss Self-Love that has been helping other people go through this. You cannot live in your head after a breakup. You cannot stay in your thoughts. That's what I'm talking about today. What you are doing that's not getting over the breakup, and what you need to do. Basically, if you are living in your head after your breakup, you're not detoxing from your ex. Just because you're going no contact and you're not contacting your ex for now does not mean it's going to stay that way until you do the proper things. Living in your head after the breakup and going through failed scenarios over and over is not detoxing from your ex. You are not detoxing from your ex. You are not detoxing from your ex. And you don't even realize you're doing this. You think because you're going over and over your head with the breakup means that you're doing something. You aren't doing nothing but going in circles and making yourself go crazy and getting to no solution. But it feels like you're doing something because it's taking so much of your energy by doing it, which it sure is going to continue to take so much of your energy. That's all it's going to do is suck the energy out of you. So you feel like you're doing something and you're getting something done because you're confusing facts with feelings. This is another part of your brain that you need to organize, confusing your facts with your feelings. Talking to your friends and family is not detoxing from your ex. You're just talking to them. It feels like you're doing something by talking to your friends and family. You feel like you're detoxing. The fact is you're not. The fact is you are not. You're talking to them. You're saying what you have to say, but you're not getting proper direction, constructive direction on really how to get over this. You're getting whatever you're getting, a pat on the head and a pat on the ass, to make you feel better, but it's not about you feeling better. It's about you actually being better. So we're doing these things because it feels like a lot of work, and it is like a lot of work, and it's a lot of the wrong work that's taking our energy, that's getting us nowhere. So if you are staying in your head about the breakup and talking to family and friends, that is not detoxing from your ex during the no contact or low contact period. You're just going in circles, stressing yourself out, feeling the energies. Nothing is getting done. I know it feels like a lot is getting done because it's taking a lot of your energy, but nothing is getting done. Nothing is getting done. We have to separate this in our brain, facts over feelings. As Trent Shelton says, very important. Because in the end, as you feel like you're doing something, nothing is getting done. All right? So the things you should be doing is, and you're consuming. So right now you're consuming and you're taking all of this in. That's absolutely great. That is always the first step, consumption. But once again, it's going in your brain. It's staying in your head. Now you're in your head. Now you're talking to friends and family about looking for some type of confirmation, whether or not you're crazy, whether or not you whatever. Trying to get validation from outside sources. Validation comes from within the inside of you. It will never come from the outside of you. Nobody can make you feel better but your inside. Inside validation. So now you're taking all this consuming. What you're doing wrong is consuming from a whole bunch of different places. You're all over consuming from a whole bunch of different places, getting confused as fuck. Hashtag confused as fuck. Because everybody has a different strategy. They all may work, but now you're taking information, you're confusing them, you're putting it together, you're putting it in a jumbo bumbo, and now your brain is really disorganized and nowhere near organized. You're taking everything you hear and putting it in a big bread dough and not sectioning it and organizing it off, and now you're really confused. Mixing up information. People mix up information. Say, I said something. I said, I didn't never said that. You mixing up information from somebody else's stuff and mixing it into my stuff. You are confused. And that is not helping. One strategy is what's going to lead you to where you need to be, period. All the strategies work, but you need one. You need one strategy to get you from point A to point B to declutter your brain and organize it so you don't got to be confused with 1,001 different people. Literally, my clients, I have the plan for them. I am very, like, organized. So I get my clients organized. I'm organized with the 30-day detox from your ex program. I organize with the 30. I tell my clients, only follow this. I tell my clients, do not go all over the place buying different books, listening to this. This is the plan, period. You found me, you found the plan. Now is not time for you to continue researching and watching people that I did not tell you to watch. It's not time for you to go buy books that I did not tell you to buy. This is the plan. This is the book. This is what we need to do. Take heed of listening to your friends and family. This is what I do with my clients. Because right now you are vulnerable. You are in the most vulnerable place you will ever be in your life after a breakup. And I don't need no outside nonsense with your brain right now. I'm trying to organize it. Not trying to have you get more confused. This is what I tell my clients. You don't need to look no more. You got me. I got all the answers. Just focus on what I'm telling you and you will be good. Period. All that research and the stuff stops now. You found me. You don't need to look no more. I have all the answers. I have all the videos. I have all the assignments. We're going to get you from point A to point B. Stop looking. So you're just addicted to looking. This is why I have to tell my clients, you don't need to look anymore. I know you're used to looking and searching and finding and stop. We have to focus your energy on getting over this, healing, all of that. Not looking and looking and looking and looking and looking and looking because you become so addicted to consuming and consuming. No more of that. It's time to do the work. It's time to write. It's time to talk it out. It's time to do the inner work, the self-validation work. That's what we're doing here. All right? That's what it is. That's what's going on. The brain is so much information. The brain is getting cluttered and cluttered and cluttered. Like stuff in the closet with so much stuff from different places. Clutter, clutter, clutter. Chaos is about to happen. Chaos is about to happen. Instead of finding one strategy, declutter that closet already. Let me know if you understand what I'm saying. Definitely DM me on Instagram at ms.selflove, ms.selflove. Very important. This is very important. Decluttering and separating things in your brain. And managing the brain. We feel like our emotions, we're mixing it with our brain. Everything is one thing. Everything is not one thing. And this is what they say men do. Psychology says men have an easier time compartmentalizing and managing their brain with boxes. Everything is a box, and organizing their brain, so they're not as emotional as women. But women, we're going to learn to organize our brains. If I learn how to organize my brain, you can learn how to organize your brain too. Everything is not what we feel. Emotions, all of our feelings aren't. It's not about just feelings. It's about facts. Our feelings and putting it with our brain and everything's the same. Everything is not the same. Every thought we have about somebody, we got to learn how to put it separately and throw a lot of that shit out, honestly, in the garbage and leave it there. And that's just what it is. We need to give our brain some space and some organization to get over this breakup. One strategy, one plan. Here's the plan. Let's go. Let's save 10 years of our life. 10 plus years of our life. Sherry came to me at 50 years old. Got a man in less than 3 months working with me. Got over her ex in less than 30 days. Went into the self-love part. Went into the dating part. Got a whole chocolate man now. At 50 years old, less than 3 months. Coming out of a toxic relationship. Let's save our lives. Seriously. Let's save our lives. I had to save my life. I don't know what I would have been spinning in circles doing if I didn't just get the help, right? You know, so that's what it is here. Share this with someone who needs this, who is, you know, maybe in the no contact, low contact phase, trying to get over their ex. And, you know, really needs some serious detoxing. You know, I understand we think that consumption, talking to family and friends and living in our head, it's detoxing, but it's not. And it's taking unnecessary energy and you're not getting anywhere. And another thing I want to address is that when you don't detox from your ex properly, you will. I've been doing this for going on 4 years. So when I tell people that there's a pattern and you will do something again that's not good for you, it's not because I'm saying it just to say it. I'm saying it because I've been watching the pattern for going on 4 years. So if you do not detox, you will contact your ex again. You will be in another toxic relationship. I'm not saying it just to say it. I'm saying because it's your brain being disorganized and you being vulnerable and you're not detoxing properly. And the pattern is that's just what will happen. So that's why the detox from your ex program breaks the pattern. You are on a drug called heroin. You don't even understand that you sound like you're on a drug. You're like, oh, I'm not going to contact them again. I'm not going to do it again. You're on a drug. Yes, you are. That's how people on that's addicted to something talk. That's why they go to rehab when they're on an actual physical drug. They keep saying to themselves, I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to contact my ex again. Mind you, you're shaking the whole time. Scratching and shit. I'm not going to do it again. You do it again. And then that's why eventually they put themselves in rehab. They're like, shit, I kept saying I'm not going to do it again for 5 years.
In the beginning of the program, I felt depressed and most of all lost. I felt like I truly didn't know who I was anymore, what I was doing, or even what I wanted. I realized I was so worried and concerned about why someone didn't want me or was doing the things they were that I was losing myself in the process of everything. My head felt like it was a spinning mess and I didn't know where to go. Now, 4 weeks later, I feel like I can finally breathe again. I'm so concentrated on myself and figuring out what I want out of life that I feel like a weight has been lifted off me. I'm no longer concerned with feeling like I'm not good enough because I am and then some. I feel more confident in myself and trust myself more to look out for me when something or someone tries to disrupt my inner peace. I can't thank Ms. Self-Love enough for helping me and guiding me, and I'm excited to keep going. that is it. That was...
somebody that has been on a drug decides to go to rehab because they've been doing the same thing for 5 years. Your life is on the line, meaning how much time, this is your time. System means saving time, energy, and money, and that's what a system is for. To get you from point A to B in 30 days. So, it's 30 days or it's 10 plus years of doing the same thing over and over. You should not be dating if you are not happy alone. I get on my IG Lives and I say this all the time. Make sure you follow me on IG. My IG Lives are at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you can ask questions or just watch the other ladies ask questions. Or just watch me talk and look at me. Whatever suits you. But I say this, you should not be dating unless you are happy alone, not content alone, not okay alone, happy alone, happy going to sleep by yourself, happy waking up by yourself, you have your own self-love routine, you are happy by yourself. If you want to date anytime before that, you are in trouble. That is a red flag for yourself. You're looking for red flags in other people. The red flag in yourself is why you're dating and you're not happy alone. Red flag in you. Red flag within you. Let's do the green flag and date when you are happy alone. That's a green flag. So, it's just about going through the withdrawals, changing the habits, making a new habit, making a new self-love habit. So you can have a better life later on. Sometimes we have to do the hard things now so we can breathe easier later. If we do the easy things now, we will suffer later. And then we look back and be upset with ourselves. Everything we do now should be for your future self. Your future self should be thanking you. Not being like, why the heck am I here? You shouldn't wake up 10 years later like, how did I get here? You understand? So it may seem scary to detox, to think about, you know, going low contact with someone, you know, but you're basically choosing your hard. You know, you're choosing the hard now, you're choosing the hard later in the end. In the end. You know, if you want your ex back, you still gotta detox. Whatever you want to do, you got to do it. It's all the same answer in the end. Detox properly. Detox by talking to someone, writing, reading. Talking to someone that's going to get you from point A to B in a time frame. We don't have all day here. A date on it is how you manifest, by putting a date on it. My clients have a date of when they'll be done with the 30-day detox from your ex program, because putting a date on it is important, all right? So I believe that's all I needed to say today. Share this with someone who needs this, who is going through a breakup and needs that support, needs to clear their brain so they can manifest properly and get to their goals. And get to their goals. And focus at work, and focus with the kids, and focus wherever they gotta focus. And making themselves the center of their world again. And remembering who the fuck they are. Right? Okay, so follow me on Instagram. Miss That Self Love, MZ.SELFLUV. Email me about the 30 Days Detox from Your Ex program at Ms.SelfLove, MZ.SELFLUV, and text the text community, self-love, to the free text community for motivational texts at 347-572-7350. You want to be in that text message community, very important. So text self-love to that. And also, you know, hit me up about the 30-minute complimentary breakthrough call so you can have your probably one of your first breakthroughs after this breakup that you need, so I can shed some light on your particular situation, all right? All right, guys, but I get it. I have been there, and that's why I was like, let me get a breakup coach. I'll have my breakup coach on here soon. Y'all want to meet my breakup coach? I bet y'all do. So, very important to get that, you know, the talking to someone definitely helps your brain a lot, and writing and getting out of your head and decluttering the brain and validation on the inside and healing. It's how you heal, you know. So I'll do another episode on how to heal, and it'll probably say the same stuff in it, but in different words. Very important, you know, being repetitive is important. So I'll do another podcast episode on how to heal. I'll probably talk about that on my live. I'll probably talk about that on my group Zoom tonight, how to heal. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that on my Zoom. I'll just talk about that everywhere this week, healing. Yeah, I'm going to do that. All right, so any updates that I have? Not right now. But clients are doing amazing. And yeah, I should be having a client on here again soon. Yeah. All right, so share this with someone who needs this. Hit me up and have an amazing day, an amazing week. I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.